TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at Facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Catch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind.
I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
My name's Terry Gatch.
You know what you are? You gimpy leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots. Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
China turds aren't as good as the ones that are made here.
Standing alone by the edge of the woods. What am I doing? Something not good. I'm practicing a skill of a unique kind. How to summon wolves with my mind.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the wolf summoning episode of the TagCast Podcast. My name is Terry Guile, and this is episode 320 with the Dragon Boy Suede nipping at your arm, nipping at your leg. I got my co-host across the table who suggested some Dragon Boy Suede.
Oh, man, what a classic song.
Never heard it.
Yeah. He's going to get down on you, Jack London style.
Hells yeah.
No, he's got some great videos on YouTube, one about orangutans that's all funny looking.
And that's the dude from Who Charted?
Yeah, Who Charted. Howard Kramer is a comedian and a podcaster, and he's also a rapper.
Dragon
and
Boy
he is the inventor of Have a Summer.
Which is?
Have a Summer. At the beginning of a summer, he encourages people to have a summer.
I know. I will.
And then you pick out a summer gum that you chew for all summer.
Okay, I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Summer gum.
Summer gum.
I think I heard that from you.
Yeah, probably.
Uh-huh. Right on. Well, thanks for introducing me to that while I introduce everybody to our special guest for today. Sean Quinette in the house. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on?
Good, good.
We're burning up here.
Great.
Flames.
Yeah. What's been going on? I haven't seen you since... What happened during Christmas? I saw you before Christmas.
Oh, he was here for New Year's Eve party. Yep, Flames and Al partied with us all weekend New Year's Eve. But as I came clean with the listeners, we were actually on vacation.
Yeah.
And so we didn't have a party at my house, like I said. And what'd you do for New Year's Eve? Just kicked it at home with Dick Clark and Ryan Seacrest?
I went to bed early.
Oh, you didn't even ring in the New Year?
No, I'm always in bed before New Year's, it seems like.
Huh. Hmm. I saw that Kyle Ziegler fell asleep at 11:56, and then he said, I'm officially old now.
Yeah, that would be it, 11:56.
Hope you're listening to Kyle. I've been corresponding with him a little bit on Facebook, and he came and liked my Terry Guile page and said, actor, WTF, ? I sent him a link. I said, yeah, check out my commercial, man. He's all, nice job, Steve. So, yeah, I'm going to try to, I don't know if he's living in Eugene or where he is right now, but he's been threatening to try to make it out to a comedy show or some other kind of show
where
it was going on sometimes.
So. Right on.
Haven't seen old Zieg for a long time.
Me neither.
I think the last time I saw him, I saw the both of them, Pease Weeg, at the Dixie. They came out for something. Gary and Kyle were out there. Can't remember. Maybe it was a Griefhammer show.
He was living in Washington at that time, wasn't he?
Possibly.
Because he came down for the Oregon State-Washington State game or something.
Ah, those keys.
You guys been playing any show slams? Grimson Guardian?
We actually...
You guys got a ton coming up.
Yeah.
I saw the list.
We played in Corvallis at the Kelly's... Cloud and Kelly's.
How was that show?
It was actually pretty good. The sound guy was pretty good.
Brady? Was it Brady Gregg?
I'm not sure. It was a different guy.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Brady Gregg.
Yeah, he recorded the Final Victims Resident 67 sessions, and he plays in Blood Cobra.
I know. But you know how when you go to the doctor and it says, put your last name first?
Mm-hmm.
What would his be?
Greg Brady.
Yeah.
Whoa, Greg Brady. Yeah. Like from the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And his other brother has two first names, of course, too. His name would be Greg Chris. Which you don't hear a lot of people with the last name Chris. But Chris Gregg also plays in Blood Cobra.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. Who played with you guys? Brudos?
Yeah.
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 Right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Saw you guys got a couple shows coming up in McMinnville in February and March.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hope you're ready. You got a lot of shows coming
nice.
Up. I think February 22nd and March 1st or something. And then Cloud and Kelly's again on the 15th of March.
Wow.
Dixie on the 16th.
Mm.
You guys got... And he's got some things in the work for May and June for Portland at the Ash Street Saloon and the Mount Tabor Pub and the Speakeasy in Yakima, Washington.
Wow.
A show lined up in Medford.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
You guys that's how you get bookings done, man.
Just do it, right?
Yeah, you just do it.
He's really going for the I want a tour shirt deal.
I know. And he's trying to get all the dates secure before the print comes so he can print out the shirt. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think actually the night that you guys are playing at the Dixie will be with... He's trying to get Kingdom Under Fire, and at this point he's got... I won't be able to remember the name. American Roulette?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think American Roulette and Bikini is going to play. So,
oh, wow. Yes.
So that's going to be the 16th of March. It's a little ways down the line, but yeah, Crimson Guardian getting out there doing some shows.
Blammo!
Trying to do a live recording, I guess, too.
Of one of the shows?
No, just go down and do a live recording. No,
in the studio?
Yeah.
Live in the studio. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Where are you guys going to do that at?
Central Mode.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. CNP. I actually got to talk to Matthew Feltus. Is it Feltz or Feltus? I always call him Feltus. But he came down to the comedy show at the Speakeasy the day after Christmas and finally caught my comedy set for the first time. So,
oh, wow.
And I think his name is Matt Feltz. It's Feltz, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And there was a comedian at the show from Portland named Danny Feltz, but it was spelled a little different. I was asking him how he felt about coming to a show and seeing Danny Feltz when his name's Matt Feltz. And he couldn't tell me how he felt about it. I tried to look up, last month it was supposed to be the end of the world. December 21st, it was all supposed to go down. And we had talked about how many people would maybe commit suicide because they thought it was the end of the world or go out and shoot up a bunch of people. I found out 1 million people commit suicide every year.
Wow.
What's
the population of the world?
7 billion.
So 1 million is
a
not
little,
that many.
No, not compared to the entire population.
No. Well, it's still like a sliver of a percent, though, but it's still a lot.
That is a lot. 1 million people. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of anything. I can't really fathom 1 million.
How many of those do you believe are homicides that are investigated and just left as suicides?
Probably 950 of them.
How many of these suicides?
I watch a lot of TV shows.
How many of these yearly suicides do you believe Dave Grohl is responsible for?
Just one.
Just one per year?
No, just one in
just
94.
One.
Oh.
Poor Dave.
Well, how many has Courtney Love been responsible for?
At least 17.
All right.
Mostly heroin dealers that she ripped off. Courtney, I hope you're listening. We should post something on our page and say, we mentioned you on our podcast today and see if she could sue us or something. We heard you don't like Nirvana with a, not hologram Nirvana. You love that idea because you're going to make a bunch of money off it. But the Paul McCartney thing kind of pissed her off.
Yeah.
You heard about Paul McCartney?
Yeah, got a grabs in a riot.
You didn't hear about Paul McCartney performed at the Hurricane Sandy benefit concert with Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Pat Smear, all three members of Nirvana, minus Kurt Cobain, and Paul was Kurt Cobain, basically. But they didn't do Nirvana songs.
Paul McCartney.
They did a new song, and they were on Saturday Night Live and did it, too. So they wrote a song together.
Why don't they do it in the road?
They did.
Oh.
Why don't we do it in the road? But, yeah, so Courtney was pissed because these guys are Nirvana, and they're playing with him, but she can't do anything about it.
Man.
They did a new song. It was nothing to do with her.
Now, you know, I mean, the least of all that you would know of anyone, of anything, that you would probably know the least of anything in relation to anybody in Nirvana, would be Chris, right? Easily.
The least we'd know about him?
The least you'd know about any person that was in Nirvana would be about Chris, right?
What about Pat Smear?
Well, I guess I'm just counting the three. But I still know more about Pat Smear than I know about Chris.
What don't you know about Chris?
I've never heard of Pat Smear.
Pat Smear, but you knew that Nirvana had an additional guitarist on the last tour in the last year. Like, there's an MTV concert.
Yeah.
And he was on the Unplugged.
I didn't know that.
And he played with the Germs, right?
Yeah, he was in a punk band called the Germs back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
But, I mean, still, I mean, I don't really know that much about.
Well, he grew up in Aberdeen. He was Croatian in descent. His parents were Croatian. They moved from, but he was born in America, moved from California up to Aberdeen, met with Kurt Cobain, started a band. At first, they did a CCR cover band, and then they did the Fecal Matter Project, which evolved into Nirvana. And then after they broke up and Kurt died, not in that order, whatever happened, that was a weird noise that I'm hearing. It sounded like a woodpecker. But anyway, then he kind of got silent musically for a while, and then not many people know this, he formed a somewhat of a super group with the dude from Sublime and the guy from some other band, and they released one album, and it was...
That was a Sweet 75?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. And then he got real political, too.
Yeah, I know he got very activist.
He started doing spoken word kind of rallies and talking and stuff like that.
He was just very generally the quiet one.
Yeah.
You know.
He was the George of the group, right?
Yeah. And I just, because, I mean, obviously Kurt was the face of Nirvana and Dave is the face of, well, I guess Nirvana these days, right?
Well, he's the face
as far as like the living ones, and he's the face of Foo Fighters.
He's the face of every band playing these days.
Yeah, you know. I mean, you know, as much as you want to know.
I mean, he plays with Led Zeppelin, Beatles, and
you know. I mean, he's available to see.
Yeah,
you know,
how does he rate anyway?
I don't know, man. He played with Paul McCartney before on some other show where they played a couple Beatles songs, and then he did the Crooked Vultures with the. John Paul Jones from Zeppelin, and then Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones joined him on stage with the Foo Fighters for Whole Lot of Love and some other songs. Or
he played with Juliette Lewis.
Played drums on Juliette Lewis's album, Nine Inch Nails, Killing Joke, Queens of the Stone Age, Tenacious D. God, and that's just the ones that are on the top of my head. He played on God's album, the debut release from God. He played the devil on God's CD. He's got a new movie coming out that he directed.
What?
Called Sound City, about the studio in California where some of the most classic rock albums of all times have ever recorded, like Rumors by Fleetwood Mac and Tom Petty's albums from the late 70s. So Sound City So he's got interviews with all these people, and it's just basically a documentary all about the studio and all the bands that have played there. Of course, they recorded there before he built his own studio in his house in Virginia, and now he's got his studio in his L.A. garage. It's crazy.
What would you...
I wonder what his worth is.
I don't know.
Dave Grohl's?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was reading a thing about
two birds in a bush.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. Any guesses on Jerry Seinfeld's worth?
Okay.
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. It's
wait. $120 million.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
What?
$800 million.
Ooh.
What?
I knew I was lowballing.
He has 36 Porsches.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a big Porsche collector.
Wow.
And, you know, you don't see Jerry Seinfeld in the spotlight these days much anymore, but, I saw an interview with him, and from the year 2001, since he did his last special or when it was, he has not went 1 week without doing stand-up. He's done at least 52 performances every year for the last 12 years. Wow. He'll go into open mics in New York and different places where he's unannounced and, he recently performed to a crowd of 14 people at the Comedy Cellar on like a Tuesday, unannounced, just went in there. And
who are we talking about again?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
And then just like a week after that, he's playing a sold-out show at a 3,500 capacity auditorium in Chicago. You know, he's still got the shit to make it happen for big time, but he's still... Because he said it's very cognitive as far as... it's kind of muscle memory, but it's memory as far as doing your jokes and keeping your rhythm. He said you can have those jokes and know them, but if you don't practice every week and get up on stage and do it, you lose something from it. And I didn't know he was that active in the stand-up scene still.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I know he took it very seriously.
Yeah. If I was going to do a documentary on anything, that's a hard call, but...
If you could do a documentary on anything, what would it be?
When I first got my camera a year or so ago, my HD kind of nice video camera, I started writing out, not a script, because a documentary doesn't have a script, but an outline of a documentary that I planned on doing on the Eugene/Oregon comedy scene. Mm-hmm. I took a lot of video of some local comics. I had written out an outline of what I wanted to cover. I had written a voiceover intro for the beginning. I took it a little ways, and then I just kind of dropped the ball. I contacted some comedians asking if they would like to do some interviews about the Eugene comedy scene, and they agreed. And I just never took it any further because that's usually what I do. I smoked some weed and said, that'd be cool. What if you could do a documentary, Flames? What would be your most coveted subject to bring out?
That's a tough one.
A documentary on Nico McBrain? Did you know he used to play drums for Pat Travers Band?
He did.
I saw some videos just this weekend of him playing Hooked on Music and some other songs with Pat Travers when Pat Travers Band was a three-piece back in 76 on a German show called Rock Palace. But he was wearing a goofy, like, fedora and a vest and stuff and playing, like, a five-piece kit. And he was doing all this weird jazzy kind of funky stuff, too. I don't know if you have access to the Internet, but if you do, I'll send you a link to the video. It's pretty cool. Actually, we'll just watch it after the show.
Yeah.
It'll take 5 minutes. Pretty awesome, though, to see him, the other side of him, that he can actually play something besides, I mean...
Metal.
Yeah. And that's just the only drums I've heard him play is just Maiden. And it's always been just, I mean, I know Clive Burr was a drummer before, but Nico's always been the drum sound of Iron Maiden to me anyway. So,
yeah.
But yeah. You wouldn't do a documentary on Nico? No.
No, that's a tough one because, you know, I like racing and all kinds of stuff.
Motorcycles,
Motorcycles, yeah. I don't know. I'm starting to try to get into a little more hobby mechanics. You know, I want to take this pickup that I got here and put a V8 in it. Get crazy.
Is that like a Chevy S10?
Yeah, it's the GMC S15.
Oh, right on.
Hmm.
Same step thing. Up.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Talk about
GMT.
Putting a 454 in there.
Not enough room.
Well, just put it on the back.
I can do that probably, but
yeah,
it would take a while.
No, would you put a Chevy on a Mopar cam?
No.
How could you even ask that question? Do you even know what it means?
Apparently, I got it backwards.
Put a Mopar cam in a Chevy?
Yeah. I think I said put a Chevy on a Mopar cam, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think that would work.
Why not? I think it would.
Because Chevy is different than Mopar.
Yeah. But if you listen to the Ween song,
oh yeah,
Johnny on the Spot, he says clearly, I got a Chevy with a Mopar cam. I think he says it three times right in a row, so I definitely know that that's what he has.
Yeah.
But does that even make sense?
No. It doesn't make
most
sense.
You song could make it happen, though, couldn't you?
You could.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it.
In a Ween song, you've heard of it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it, yes. Song,
well, yeah. Just because, though, that it wouldn't be efficiently right to do it, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so yeah. That's why people don't do it. It's not because of they don't want to.
Well, if you go into an auto parts store, you can't ask. Yeah, I want a Mopar cam for a Chevrolet. They'll be like looking at you like,
what kind of crack are you smoking?
Exactly.
All right. I'm going to okay, I dare all our listeners to go out and do that within the next week.
Yeah.
Go to the parts store.
Put a Mopar cam in your Chevy.
No, just go to the auto parts store and ask for one.
Yeah, can I get one of them there Mopar cams for my Chevy?
And I need two of them muffler bearings, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then when they say that, no, that's not going to work, just say, oh.
You're not going to work!
Just say, oh, I meant for my Hyundai.
Right.
I'm converting it from a Daihatsu three-cylinder.
Have you heard that commercial, you should be driving a Honda?
No.
To the tune of
you should be driving a Honda.
La Bamba. You should be driving a Honda. No.
But I did see a T-Mobile commercial, and my daughter said, hey, is this Queens of the Stone Age? Uh-huh. And sure enough, it was. Yeah.
You know what, though, I hate about T-Mobile, and maybe you run across this with Cricket. It's like, I'm too lazy to change my ringtone from the default. You know?
Yeah.
So every time a commercial comes on the TV and it's the T-Mobile sound that they run during the commercial, it's all like, dee-dee-dee-doo. Yeah.
And you're like, where's my phone?
Yeah, and then it makes my head turn to the TV. It's like,
that's why they do it.
I know, exactly. I know.
Bastards. I got you hooked. Speaking of hooked, I'm hooked on pizza now.
Pizza Now!
We got a sponsor in the form of Pizza Now, and today they gave us some pizza and some pizza bites.
Dude, those pizza bites were the bomb.
Dude, they're freshly made dough stuffed with cheese, pepperoni, and pizza sauce covered with parmesan and buttery
and
garlic.
It's not like, including these are huge, and you look at them and you'd think like they're a bunch of dough, but there's not. There's not
full
a lot
of meat
dough.
And shit.
It's full of pepperoni. And
it comes with a little thing of marinara sauce
marinara
for dipping.
Marinara sauce. You can get all sorts of, any sorts of sauce.
And if you're not sponsored by them and you just want to pay money, $3.50. That's a good deal. You can get all these pizzas for, you got some $5 pizzas.
Oh,
you can
man.
Get instantly, just drive on through. Give them a call at 541-928-0900. It should be 0900 or 0900. Not 0900. I'm calling an 0 a 0. What the fuck's wrong with me? It's 928-0900. Not 0. It's not an 0. It's a 0. What's the matter with me? Oh. You're not going to work. 541-928-0900. And there's usually no wait on large pepperoni or cheese. You can drive right through $5. Boom! Yeah. Pizza Now!
Pizza Now!
They got a ton of cool $11 pizzas, which are comparable to the $20 pizzas at other places. Today we had the Porcupine, which is pulled pork marinated in our sweet barbecue sauce with some fresh pineapple.
minus their barbecue sauce there, man. That's great.
And we always minus the crisp red onions, and just because, what do I got? Onions are gross.
I don't like onions.
I heard a story recently about onions, how, you know, people chop them up and then they put them in a Ziploc baggie and keep them in the fridge, and that keeps them fresh. No. You're not going to work.
Why don't you do a documentary on onions?
I would. That'll be my second documentary after I finish up my comedy documentary. But it's about, like, I heard a story where you can cut an onion in half and put it in the room of a really sick person, and in the morning it'll be all black. It sucks viruses out of the
air. I want to get sick just so that I can try that.
And they said that people who use, like, onions that are, like, in those condiment things, like in Circle K and stuff, onions... They've been cut. They said once you cut onions, you got about a few hours, maybe 12 hours at the most, that they're not going to start sucking up viruses from the air.
I hope they change that shit around every 12 hours, though.
I don't think they do. And I've never liked onions because they smell like BO to me and they taste gross. And
yeah, these strong odors do not do for me with food.
I know. My wife loves onions. Flames loves onions.
I don't mind onions if they're cooked down in a super stew, but just raw, they're just not for me. And you know, it's just... It's
so the next time I get
a real strong, pungent flavor I don't do with.
The next time I get a heavy virus of any time, I'm going to just put a couple onions in my room and see if it turns black and see if I get well. Yeah. This lady had pneumonia and she was like significantly...
She sounded like that before the onion.
And then when she ate or when she slept with the onions, she could speak again. And she was she was significantly better.
You're going to be sleeping with the onions.
Yeah, you get well soon.
But if you just, could you cut a bunch of pearl onions in half?
Those the little ones?
Yeah.
What about the green onion tips?
Little scallions?
Yeah.
Scalloped scallions.
Okay, so yeah, I'd like to just stick an onion right here in the room right now if I had one.
I wouldn't because I don't really like the smell, and they make me sad.
Do they?
Oh, I cry every time. My eyes water.
I don't really get that when I cut onions. I guess sometimes.
You don't have empathy. You don't have empathy for plants and vegetables. I mean, if you were slicing up a little pig head, wouldn't you shed a tear?
Pigs are plants.
Pigs are plants, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They are. Because what else are they for but for food?
You are what you am.
Yep.
A cow don't make ham.
A cow's a plant, too.
Really?
Yep.
It is. What other... I mean, they are only raised for the purpose of killing and getting milk from.
Okay, so check that.
A chicken is a plant because it's only meat and eggs.
Check this theory out. What if you subjected your cow to severe brain damage by huffing glue or giving it some kind of brain-damaging materials? Then literally he would be a vegetable.
That is true.
He's like, I'm a vegetarian, so I make sure all the meat I eat comes from brain-retarded cows. You ever heard of that movie called The Notebook?
Yeah.
I've heard that it's super sappy and like a chick flick.
Yeah.
My daughter watched it last night. Mm-hmm. She comes downstairs. She's 14, and she's just like bawling. She's in tears. Why would they even make that movie? It's so good, but it's so sad. It tore my soul out. It's just like, what is dementia anyway? Is it just something that just makes you lose your mind? Isn't that Alzheimer's? And I was like, actually, and I, of course, instant gratification, have to Google it. Dementia is actually a brain malfunction that does trigger your memory to not work and different things caused by a brain injury, not just by something that just happens from getting old, but
yeah,
it's not. It also is referred to as madness and lunacy. So when you get dementia, not only do you not remember who you are, you're fucking crazy. So,
yeah, fucking crazy.
So if you want a good tear jerk out of you, watch The Notebook from the 90s.
No, then do it.
The Notebook.
Marley and Me, that's a tear jerker, though.
You guys ever been to Texas? You ever been to Texas?
Never been to Texas.
No.
No.
Not much of a Texas guy.
I have, but I've never been to... I don't know a lot about my geography. I've been learning a little bit more as I study the map of all the countries that the TagCast podcast has been downloaded in. We're up to 70 countries now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so he's got this world map.
Yep.
But we're not in Papua New Guinea.
Well,
I heard that Guinea is actually a slang term, like a derogatory, like the N-word.
Really?
Yeah. But
what would you call them?
Well, they were Guineas, and I don't know what their race was, but that's something I heard that I didn't really pay attention to, and now I can't remember, and I tried to remember. And I
Kiwis.
Yeah, that's what we call those stupid people from New Zealand. No.
Kiwis.
But I was wondering if you guys had to guess, in the town of Corpus Christi, Texas, what do you think the most commonly stolen item is
in Corpus Christi, Texas?
A boat.
That is super close.
All right, then. I'm going to go with snowmobile.
Something you use in a boat.
Fishing pole.
Yes. Now, is that not odd?
No, that's not odd.
Why?
Because that is a huge fishing town. Well, people go down there just to fish.
That's so awesome that you knew that. Fishing poles are the most commonly stolen item in Corpus Christi, and it's easy to understand why. They said that they're lightweight, easy to spot and pick up trucks and beds and garages, and they're portable. And since fishermen typically have multiple lines, a dozen rods could be taken in a single robbery. And that's just, I thought it was weird, but now that you, it doesn't say anything in this article about it being a fishing community, but if you go fishing a few times a year, a lot of times the day to go to use it, the rod is gone. Like, you know, if you don't fish every day.
That is true.
And at this point, it's really difficult for them to find out who stole your fishing pole when it's been 6 months since they stole it.
I appreciate the ideas.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds like a perfect crime.
Yeah. We're going to start stealing fishing poles. Mm-hmm. Sounds like something the Trailer Park Boys could do.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Adrian Bacon Farrell, do you have any problems up there in Canada with people stealing fishing poles? Because I know there's a lot of water up around there.
And, a lot of water.
Who was that you got the message from that was asking if we had UFOs out here? And
Oh, that was me asking him.
Oh. Oh, okay.
About UFOs.
I bet they, well, he never answered though, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh. God shows how much I know.
I don't remember it.
Well, real quick, while you try to remember or not, we'll get to our only birthday today. That's our friend's birthday. Crazy Chris Meehan.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
You guys know Chris, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
He's crazy. But I love him. I don't know how old he is because I wouldn't want to out him on this program anyway.
He's got to be at least 43.
Hey, I said I wasn't going to out him.
Oh, sorry, well, my bad.
He's your age then?
Yeah.
Basically, our age? Cool. Right on. Happy birthday, Chris. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I asked him, our friend Adrian Bacon from...
Canada.
Newfoundland. Yes. I asked him, since he seemingly lives up there on what some may call the edge of the world, I asked if he'd ever seen a UFO or if they had any monsters like the Loch Ness over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, some creatures make the news headlines sometimes, like a giant squid, a dark fairies.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. He said no explanation needed, so.
Not true, Adrian.
I know.
If we had the Hans doll right now, I'd pull the string out of his neck and I'd say, what does that even mean?
Will-o'-the-wisps?
I do not know what that is. What
is it is a ghostly light seen by travelers at night, especially over bogs or marshes. It resembles a flickering lamp and is said to recede if approached, drawing travelers off the safe path.
Huh. Weirdness.
And hag in Newfoundland.
The old hag?
It is known as the old hag in island folklore. It can be summoned to attack a third party like a curse. In a book in 1982, writes that in local culture, the way to call the hag is to recite the Lord's Prayer backwards, also known as sleep paralysis.
Paralysis?
Mm-hmm.
That's a paralysis. You're talking like Ricky now. Come on, he's the man in the chair. He suffers from paralysis. Paralysis.
A sea creature.
There's always proofread.
Yeah. Nanook is
the fur trapper?
No.
Nanook?
But it is some kind of amphibious creature hunted and devoured by the seals.
Is that spelled N-A-N-O-O-K?
Each of his ears large enough for the covering of a capacious tent.
Is that Nanook?
Nanook.
N-A-N-O-O-K?
Nope. U-K.
N-A-N-U-K?
Yeah.
Nanook.
Or Ninok.
Nanok.
Yep.
Nunok.
Yeah.
No, his name is Nuni. Nanok.
Yeah. It,
well, thanks, Adrian. That's a bunch
and
of...
And there's also...
That's a lot of stuff, dude.
They have a Loch Ness monster called Cressy.
Oh, Cressy.
And,
I'm gonna have to listen back to this episode and write this shit down.
Knockers. Knockers are yet
big
another
titties.
Tribe of little people who...
With big titties.
No, these are a tribe of little people who torment miners working underground in tunnels and caves. If a worker happens to catch sight of a knocker or approach one, legend has it that he will come down with a painful rheumatism.
Are you sure they're just not talking about black people and they just call them knockers?
That's what I thought.
Did you guys hear that Spike Lee's all pissed at Quentin Tarantino? Sorry to switch the subject so quick, but knockers got me thinking about titties and black people.
I don't know how those are related.
What? If you've ever seen a pair of black titties, you would know what I'm talking about.
That's like fried chicken and waffles, man.
Watermelon, Kool-Aid. Okay, so Spike Lee is apparently pissed because they use the knocker word 184 times in the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Django Unchained.
That's not bad considering it's almost 3 hours.
That's not bad considering
it's set in that time.
Quentin Tarantino.
It's also set in the time where the dude has a slave and he's calling him a knocker the whole time. Well, that's my code word for it anyway, because I don't like to say that other ugly word. Unless I'm quoting someone like
I don't see a problem with it in the movie.
I don't either. And have you ever seen
I think it could be fair warning just to let people know maybe ahead of time. Maybe. But I don't think any audience that is going to be offended by that is going to be going to see a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Right. Really. And Spike Lee said he refuses to watch it.
The movie.
Oh, well, who cares?
I don't, because he wouldn't be paying to watch it anyway. He'd probably get a free pass because he's a big movie producer. But have you ever seen Do the Right Thing? Spike Lee?
No.
How many times does it say knocker in that movie?
Why? Because I don't like watching Spike Lee
that's,
movies.
That's because Spike Lee directed it.
Yeah. And it was using it in a certain way to whatever, bloppity blah, blah, blah. I'm going to watch the movie, and I'm going to drink, I don't drink, so I'm going to take a bong hit every time they say knocker.
You're gonna be
184 bong hits in 3 hours. You think I could do it?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't think I could take 184 bong hits in 3 hours?
Dude, that's one of
I think I got a challenge. I will challenge you guys that I can do that. You can eat 80 fucking chicken McNuggets in 25 minutes.
You'd get so hungry and so tired.
I don't get hungry or tired, dude. I don't sleep or eat.
So you're saying...
I'm saying...
You're saying you could take a bong hit a minute for 3 hours straight.
Not a problem. As long as I have I need an oxygen tank, maybe for an occasional...
So how...
And the size of the bong hits are also relevant.
Yeah, that's
I can't
what I
be taking monster
how,
gram bong hits like
I
normally do.
Okay, well, put a realistic number on there.
Well, let's see if it was a quarter gram, 4 bong hits would be...
A gram.
A gram. So then 160 divided by 4 is 40. So, wait, 4, yeah, no.
Well, yeah. even at so, 0.1, it's still 18 grams.
I'm going to be smoking about 55 grams in 3 hours. Now, the only thing I need is a donor for this contest. I know there's a lot of medicinal growers out there who might have some extra that they might have to burn in their barrel. But, you know, if you got more than a pound and a half hanging around in your domain, you're breaking the law, breaking the law.
A quarter gram kind of a big bong hit, though, isn't it?
Maybe for you
or
my wife.
Maybe it is for me.
Or Randy Massey, Bird Puff. That's his nickname is Bird Puff. You give him like a little thumbnail like that.
I'm a bird hitter.
Okay, so what? That's gonna make him cough and dude, I can't finish that.
I'm not that bad.
Do you have a bong?
Yeah.
All right. What about that? Is that too much for a bong hit?
Well, if you're gonna smoke 180 of them.
Well, I'm not going to today. I have a friend who can dust a gram bowl from a pipe in one hit. Same guy that invented the mock meal minder. And his son, who's only like 18, can smoke a whole gram in one bong hit. I smoked a joint in one bong hit once.
I've never measured, but I know I couldn't do that.
I can't smoke a gram in one hit.
No.
Hey, we're putting the challenge
out. I'm a burn hit or two, though, but I hold it in for a long time.
Yeah, well, after 7 seconds, it don't matter.
That's what some people say.
Just ask Kevin Seconds from Sacramento Punk Rock Scene. He'll tell you. He doesn't even smoke weed anymore.
Oh. I heard that too somewhere.
So anyway, I'm going to try to save up some donations until Django Unchained comes out on video, and then I'm going to do the knocker bong hit challenge.
All right.
Every time they say knocker, I'm going to knock on the table.
I'm gonna give you a little leeway on this challenge, though.
What's my leeway? Who's Lee?
You can take longer than the 3 hours, but...
I just have to catch up?
No, you just have to slow the movie down.
Oh, like watch it in like...
Yeah, you have to watch it in like half. You got to watch it in half speed.
No, because I heard some people could speed up a movie just a little bit if they don't have time to watch it. And they need to get it watched. And another friend needed to listen to a podcast before he went on the podcast cast.
Uh-huh.
And so he listened to it at 1.4 speed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so they just talk a little bit faster and you get the information quicker. And the thing, you got a 60-minute episode that's done in 40 minutes. So if anyone ever wants to listen to a TagCast podcast and you don't have enough time, just tell us and we'll maybe record it a lot faster and we'll just talk the whole time.
Yeah, it should do that.
Do you think you'll be able to catch up? Keep up? I know you don't like mustard, but maybe you like ketchup. You just got to talk really fast all the time. And if the amount of words that you get in, maybe we could do a little Monster energy drink. Maybe we could get sponsored by some kind of energy.
I don't know if I
want to
be sponsored by Monster because they give me...
Well, maybe we could get Rockstar then. We could get Rockstar and you got to talk fast the whole time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think that'd be a little too much.
Yeah. Some of the listeners would get overwhelmed. They're more used to the smooth sounds of the TagCast podcast. You gotta mix in some yawns and some chuckles. Hey, Flames, did you know that we have a... Oh, you know, because you were on the show just a couple weeks ago. We got a hotline. We'd like anybody listening right now to call us. We inadvertently dyslexied out and gave the wrong number when Jerry Murphy was on the phone. That's why when he was trying to call it, he was getting a fax tone. We're like, no, you just gotta wait and then leave your fax at the beep.
But Daniel called it in the middle of the morning and got some lady.
He must have got a wrong number, too.
Yeah.
So it's 541-791-6TAG.
6TAG!
Which is 6824. And I don't know whatever happened to Barry O'Toole.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
I'm going to go down to the library next week and see if I can find him, because sometimes he goes down there to download our episodes. But he was supposed to be our correspondent. And I told you guys a long time ago that I got a phone call from a dude back east.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ignored it, and I never called him back. Well, he must have listened to another episode. He got the TagCast hotline, and he called it.
Wow.
So check it out. This is some dude named Sean Revere.
Sean Revere.
From Boston.
Yeah, this is the TagCast podcast. This is Sean Revere out here in Boston. I was calling about Barry O'Toole. I met Barry when we was parking cars in Harvard Yard. After work one day, we was having a gin and tonic affair. Before you know it, we're proud. Then it turns into Barry telling every canny in the bar, Revere's wicked weird. He's a wicked fucking pisser. And granted, I do have plenty of charm, but I ain't no wicked fucking pisser. So anyways, long story short, he ended up borrowing $40 from me. Cops came in, we booked it out of there. Fast forward 9 years later, I'm at the frickin' library on the internet, and who do I hear? Frickin' Barry O'Toole. I hear he's some correspondent of some garbage. You should have seen when I finally realized I'd been had. He was like, light dongle marblehead. At first I figured he headed for Cuba, but it seems he's out in Oregon. So you tell him Revere's coming out there. I want my goddamn $40.
Okay, I guess.
Wow. That guy's pissed. It is good to know some people.
What did he say? Did he say something about a marble head?
He said something about a marble head.
Light on over marble head.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm going to try to get a hold of Barry and see if he remembers Sean.
Man.
Because apparently it's $40, dude. That was like 9 years ago.
It's going to cost him, how much is it going to cost him to come out here from Boston just to get the $40?
I wonder why he thought he went to Cuba. He said he thought he went to Cuba.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he likes cigars.
Fucking Castro.
Is Castro still alive, or is...
I think so.
He's a big Twisted Sister fan, isn't he?
He is? I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Is that how they tortured him?
What are you talking
about? Made him listen to Twisted Sister?
Yeah, they locked him in a room and blared Twisted Sister into the room until he talked.
That's probably...
We're not gonna take it! I don't remember that, but I did hear a Twisted Sister Christmas song over the holidays because they have a Christmas album.
Nice.
And it was the same music to We're Not Gonna Take It. Let me see if I can remember what song it was like.
Oh, yeah.
It was Christmas, something Christmas, but I can't remember. Oh, We Three Kings of Orient Are or something. It might have been
Joy.
Joy to the world.
No, joy all ye faithful.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Joy. It's like even the solo is the same, isn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Twisted Christmas.
I like that album. As opposed to your standard Christmas songs.
You know what? I was checking some shit out. This might blow you guys' mind. Were you a big Scorpions fan, Flames? Back in the day?
Not huge. I like them, though.
But, I mean, I kind of lost them. What about you?
Yeah,
I'm talking pre-Gorky part. We're talking Blackout and before.
That's about when I got into them, but I quickly realized what the real Scorpions were.
Now, I used to fall into what I call the YouTube rabbit hole, but lately I've been falling into the Wikipedia rabbit hole, which is where you're reading about some band, and then you click on a live link there. It goes to another page, and then you go, oh, I didn't know he was in that band, and then you click on another page. So somehow I stumbled onto Scorpions. Did you know what year the Scorpions started?
1966.
I was going to say, yeah, in the 65.
60s. Damn it.
Rudolf Schenker started the band in 65, and then his little brother Michael joined a couple years later. Their music was kind of psychedelic and weird. They had some demos out, but they hadn't found their voice yet. I don't mean like their singer, but the musical voice. Klaus joined in 1970, and then they played some shows with UFO, who liked Michael Schenker and said, hey, why don't you come with us? We're bigger than Scorpions. And so he did that, and then they got that Uli Roth for a while. But, man, I didn't know that they started so young, and that must mean Rudy Schenker's fucking old right now.
Oh, yeah.
He must have been at least 17 when they started the band. But
you know that back in the day, like generations ago, his family, they were a bunch of Schenkers.
he was pretty gray when I seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
That was in 96.
Yeah. And then a weird thing, they got that Matthias Jabs, or Matthias, however you say it, that joined around the Love Drive album.
Love Drive!
And then, like, they kind of kicked him out for a second because Michael Schenker came back because he got kicked out of UFO for his alcohol problems, and then they brought him back into Scorpions. And then he only recorded 3 songs, and then he was still having problems, so they brought... But that would be a bummer, you know? You audition. I think there was like 140 guitarists auditioned to be in the Scorpions, and Matthias...
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. And so he gets the slot, and he's in the band. He does the tour, start recording the album. Oh, we're going to bring our old guitar player back, so... Sorry. And then, oh, he's still fucked up. You still want to be in the band? I'd be like, well, I guess, since you're the Scorpions. We are going to rock people like hurricanes in the future, so...
Yabba dabba dabba doo!
Rock you like a hurricane. But, oh, what I was getting to also, on the Blackout album, right before the Blackout album, after the previous tour, Klaus had a bad thing on his throat, like a node or something. He had to have throat surgery, and there was a scare that he would never sing the same again. But they had already scheduled the time. They were on a record label that had, you know, deadlines, so they were in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who they brought in the studio as a vocal coach and background vocalist?
Freddie Mercury.
No, but that's a good guess.
John Travolta.
Closer, because the first name rhymes. Don Dokken.
Oh, I was going to say Don
Dokken actually sings on part of Blackout.
I was going to say Don Ho, but.
Yeah. That was like 81 before Dawkins even broke, out of, into a band or whatever. And then I fell into the Quiet Riot, Wikipedia rabbit hole. And man, I just delved into it and I just felt like I learned so much about the 80s and rock scene and all that shit. Randy Rhoads and did you know that Quiet Riot changed their name to Dubrow in 1982, right before Rudy Sarzo rejoined the band after Randy died. Rudy quit the band, came back, and then they changed their name back to Quiet Riot because there was some interest going on, and they had the "Come On, Feel the Noise" single, which is
I wonder if you could get Brian Johnson into that surgery that where he would be where he would reappear and never have the same voice again.
He's gotta keep it.
Now I was just you know how he sings, and like Back in Black was out when I was like 12, you know, or whatever. And so, like, every once in a while, someone will, like, post a lyric from AC/DC, and I'll say, "That's what he said?" Like, on the song, just the other day, it was one of those mondegreens, which is the term for thinking that a lyric is actually something else for years and years, and then finding out later that it's actually something else. Okay, rock and roll ain't noise pollution, where it says, "Rock and roll ain't no riddle man."
No riddle?
Yeah, I didn't know that it said, "Ain't no riddle, man." It makes good sense. I knew it made good sense, but I thought, "Rock and roll ain't no middleman." That's what I thought it said. Ain't no middleman. Yeah. Which makes no sense.
Yeah.
So, and there's just a bunch of others.
I always wondered why the fuck is he giving a dog a phone?
they can't even talk.
Give the dog a phone.
And then there was the Van Halen one on Running with the Devil where I thought he said, "Ain't got no love, no love you call Rio."
I was like, that is what he said.
That's totally what he said.
Actually, he says, "Rio."
And I'm like, okay. But why is he getting called Love Rio? Because it's the end of Duran. Like, that was way before Duran Duran's album Rio came out.
That's when Rod Stewart called everybody a donut. Every picture tells a story, donut.
No, there's a certain kind of story. It's a story donut.
Oh, it's a story donut where there's nothing in the middle.
Yeah. Because every story has a beginning, a middle, and an end. But a story donut has no middle.
Yeah.
Unlike a donut hole, which has no beginning and no end. Oh, my Lord. This is funny. I'm having a good time. I'd like to apologize right now to one of our...
What about... At least she's got the looks at Keel.
She's got the look Ron Keel.
No. Is there any songs from back in the day that you thought said something else, Flames?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still... There's probably a lot of songs. Man. I couldn't really think of one off the top of my head right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
What about some Old Maiden ones?
Some what?
Old Maiden. Or Zeppelin.
We already knew what they were.
Zeppelin, Zeppelin. I don't even know the title of the song.
My was about the misty morning.
The bustle in a hedgerow?
No. It's a bustle in your hedgerow.
If you can hustle in a medrow, don't be alarmed now, because it
just stays spring clean for the May Queen.
Dude, you don't want no bustle in your hedgerow.
Oh, it's just a sprinkling from the May Queen. I thought that was a certain kind of cloud that rains. Like, it's just a sprinkling from the May Queen. I know Honda's listening to some fucking Led Zeppelin.
What's in Honda's CD player?
The spring clean.
What's in Honda's CD for the Mink Queen?
We're gonna find out today.
What's in Honda's CD player? What's in Honda's CD player? What's in Honda's CD player?
We're gonna find out. It's a spring clean for the Mink Queen.
Or what about that song, Wrapped Up Like a Douche?
Another runner in the night.
See, I thought that song right there just said, "What's in Hans's CD player?"
CD?
CD.
Yeah, it's like a grass CD player.
Yeah.
No, I used to think that said, "Wrapped Up Like a Douche," in the middle of the night. But then I heard Bruce Springsteen's original version, because he wrote that song. Did you know that? And he says, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, revved up like a deuce coupe.
Yep.
But no, dude, that is so wrapped up like a douche and a roller in the night.
And a roller in the night, that's what it was.
Well, you know, you gotta have your hair roller for your douche.
So believe it or not, Hans is listening to Manfred Mann. No, just kidding. I gotcha. Sorry, Hans. No, he's listening to something way cooler than that today. High on Fire, Divermis Mysteris.
Nice.
Which is, I just downloaded that for free. Sorry, Mike.
Is that new?
Sorry, Matt Pike. It's fairly new. It's the latest release. I got this thing on my Kindle where you can download the audio from any YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And it just downloads the audio. So anytime the bands like post their whole albums online or certain songs with just a picture.
I like those guys.
It's a decent deal for me to download free music. High on Fire. Matt Pike recently out of rehab and back on tour. So congratulations to you, Matt. He's not sleeping anymore. Yeah. And what did I listen to? What did I listen to? Are you guys asking me? No. Can you guys guess what is
Gordon Lightfoot?
No.
Iron Maiden.
This is in my cassette deck, by the way, so it's got to be kind of.
Oh, Exodus. Well,
it could be Iron Maiden. It wasn't Exodus, but you're getting
Metal of Church.
No, but that's a great guess too.
Lawn Chair Willie.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. No, actually, I was listening to this weird little... I got these old cassette singles. It's like one song on each side. And it was a Metallica Eye of the Beholder cassette backed with...
Oh, wow.
Bread Fan! Take another bite! Which has been dubbed by our other old friend Nick Arbacoscas as Bedpan. He's all, Bedpan, push the fucking button and the nurse will bring you to take a shit or something. I can't remember. I just blew it, but... Yeah, so, Bedpan. Right. I think Weird Al Yankovic should do that.
Oh, yeah.
If you went to... Imagine your ultimate concert experience. What luxury... Beyond seeing the band or whatever, would you want on site at a concert?
What? Say that again.
What other thing? If a star said, we'll give you a show and you come to the Rose Garden or whatever, right? And there's going to be free, bam, inside. What would be awesome?
Pussy.
All right. You flames?
Free pussy.
Beer.
All right.
Now, my answer is not actually real, because that can't happen.
Okay.
I would say weed.
All right.
And weed is legal in two states.
Buddy, what about therapy?
I am against therapy.
Lady Gaga is going to offer free therapy for her concert goers.
That's fucking stupid.
Really?
Coming to her, yeah.
So, like, the tweensters, mm-hmm. that are, like, just feeling, like,
Yeah, because
depressed because my iPod, my iPod is glitched out and my laptop won't charge right, so I have to go onto my Kindle to download my music from the $20. I seen a fucking 5-year-old with an iPhone the other day. That's ridiculous.
That is.
That's a $500 phone. That's a 5-year-old. That would be like me having a $4,400 phone.
Yeah.
$100 per year is your allowance to spend on a phone. But, you know, it's funny that we were talking about those Mondegreens and we brought up Blinded by the Light. It's actually on this page here that talks about it. And John Fogerty is a mistaken as saying there's a bathroom on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Jimi Hendrix.
I always thought he said,
excuse me while I kiss this guy.
I got a CCR one. Whore, I want to buy you.
Whore, I want to buy you.
Yeah.
Okay. I got two nickels. Knockers? You can't say that word.
Nickels.
I was trying to find some more here. You can't, though.
You ever play any games on Facebook? I know you used to play Mafia Wars.
I don't play them on Facebook.
Back in the day.
I log
like
in
MySpace.
I log in through Facebook for a couple apps like... Scramble with Friends,
mm-hmm.
and Hanging with Friends.
Yeah. You used to play that Mafia Wars
for
a little short time.
Yeah.
those Zynga games. Did you know they're shutting down 11 of those games?
No, I didn't.
Including Mafia Wars 2, Petville, Fishville.
Why?
And a bunch of others. Well, apparently they're shutting down, laying off more than 100 employees to seek recovery from a disastrous year when its stock plummeted.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're cutting 11 games, but it's still going to have like 30, including Cityville and Farmville. I don't play any of those Cityville or Farmville or Ville games myself, but I know that, hey, maybe you might get a little less, game invites.
Yeah, I found out how to do that. When you get an invite, you go to it and you click on it and they say block all requests for this game. Yeah. Or if it's someone who's constantly sending me, I just block all requests from that person.
Because
they don't send them, I found out. They just play them and Facebook send it out on their behalf. That's one of those things you click on at the beginning that says Facebook could share this with anybody or do this. So I had some people going, oh, sorry, I didn't want you to delete me. And I was like, it wasn't, I'm not that serious. It's like when I said I'm going to, it's like saying I'm going to beat you up if you post something about this. I'm just saying that because I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to beat you up. Or
I know.
I will delete you from my page if you constantly post stuff that's stupid, but I might just block your posts and keep you as a friend if I think.
Yep.
But I, who knows? I don't even know, man.
I haven't been on Facebook for so long.
We got 156 likes now on our Facebook page. That's cool.
No wonder you never respond to any of my messages. And I send like 3 a day.
I'd like to send out a thank you to anyone who's listening who has done the following. I did a little campaign for some new likes on my fan page for Terry Guile, and I got like 42 new likes in like 3 days.
Nice.
Yeah, so thank you, everybody, for sharing the page and liking the page. Like I said, I'm working on my comedy stuff. Gonna try to take 2013 by the horns. Here's another Mondo Green from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Have you ever heard of All of the Other Reindeer?
Yeah. All of.
I didn't know that there was a reindeer named Olive.
And there was. She had the green nose.
She was the other reindeer. She had a little green onion for her onion. A green olive for her nose, yeah.
Well, she would have had a little red on it with a pimento sticking out.
That was Rudolph. He had the pimento nose.
You know, my sister revealed to me the other day about how she used to get in trouble when we were littler because she didn't like to eat olives. She didn't like them.
Yeah.
But we would all, the kids that liked them, we'd put them on our fingers and, you know, play olive fingers and then eat them off our fingers.
Yeah, everybody plays that game.
Yeah, and she would get in trouble because she would play olive fingers, but she didn't like eating them.
So she just eat them and then spit them out?
No, I think she'd just
take them off her fingers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she'd probably just put...
She'd go, look, I'm olive fingers.
She'd probably put them back in the same bowl where she got
them. Oh. you hope she had clean fingernails.
good times.
remember, before we go here, I think we're about time to wrap up, but... Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Cat Williams freaking out, that comedian?
Mm-hmm.
He went wacko and, like, attacked some chick in her car and, like, freaked out in a restaurant and stuff. Now he has allegedly been arrested and placed in jail for endangering his 4 children by having guns and illegal drugs in his home.
Hmm.
So imagine that.
Yeah. He's a rapper. Or no, he's not a rapper. He's a comedian, but he kind of acts like a preacher. I don't know why I said rapper. I was thinking of preacher when I said rapper, but he does his comedy in that kind of form, and he, I don't know.
So is...
He's at $100,000 bail. Sources say that the case will go to district attorney next week and possible felony child endangerment charges.
So basically he had drugs and guns in his house, and also he had kids in his house.
Yeah. Which you're not supposed to. I mean, if you could have kids and guns, I think, if they're locked up, but he probably had, like, his Glock laying on the dresser, or...
Yeah. What about these teachers in the schools?
Yeah, what about them?
That's crazy.
Do you think that the teacher should have guns? What if a teacher gets fed up with a little fucking prick?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, no, not just that, but if one of the students could access the gun. I mean...
Well, yeah, course. Yeah.
Then you got
they could strong-arm the teacher and take their gun from them.
Yeah, but that way they don't have to go find it. They know where it's at. They just, oh, my teacher's got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
but
just
you
go
have
to school and use that.
You have trigger locks and stuff like that that could be safely implemented onto them.
But then again, you got some guy like the, everybody's saying, you know, we put them in safes and stuff. If you have a gun and you bought it for protection and you put it in a safe,
what good is it?
That burglar is going to come in and he's going to stick that gun in your face.
Well,
before you have time to even wake up to go unlock your safe
exactly.
to get your locked gun.
Not in the, school, not about in the school environment though, because I mean, you would be in a classroom that wouldn't necessarily be at the side of a shooting, right?
Well,
you know, you'd have several teachers that would have available, hey, we could go and get this kid now or whatever. I don't know.
If somebody's going to do that, though, they're usually, it's going to happen so quick that you don't have time to react to get that stuff unlocked. And
yeah, my wife was wanting, after those shootings went down and stuff, she was wanting to get a gun from my parents and bring it home. And I said, you know, I'm not really for guns. I live in a small town. I know that doesn't matter. That shit happens mm-hmm. in small towns too. But I said, you know, we got the kids in the house. We don't really need a gun. And she goes, well, just lock it in the safe. And I said, there's no point in even getting it. There's no point in even getting it if we're going to lock it in the safe, because if we need it, we're going to have to go into the closet and get into the safe and do the combination. And then by that time, the dude's already got the gun on us and he's just going to take our gun out of the safe once we get it open. So, I don't know. It's just weird. And, you know, we waited a couple weeks before we talked about it. We just talked about it last week for about the first time about the shooting and all that stuff that went down. Now, just last week, I saw a story. I don't know whether to believe it because it's on the internet, but it was posted from my friend Carl, who's fairly knowledgeable about what is a hoax and what is real.
Mm-hmm.
He's familiar with Snopes, and he doesn't usually just post stuff off the hook that is, like, totally garbage, you know. Well, now there's this big thing going on saying that there were three shooters at that school, and that one of them was apprehended in the woods from the school, and that the transcripts from the dispatchers and the cops talking back and forth kept saying, we have them in custody. Initial reports were saying that the kid's mother was a teacher at that school and that he went directly to her classroom and killed all of her students. She doesn't teach at that school. That's lies. There's so many discrepancies in initial stories. And so now they're saying, and the guy's mother was a total doomsday prepper. She had her whole house fortressed out with a whole bunch of like supplies and a bunch of guns and ammo and stuff like that. He killed her first, loaded up her guns into her car, drove to that school, and killed those people. And now they're saying that there was more than one shooter, and that they're saying that there was more than one shooter at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin a few months ago, and there's discrepancies in the Batman shooting, and they're saying that they're all government-fueled things to make people give up their rights to guns. Like the government is telling people by killing all these innocent
people.
We're
always going to make that argument, though.
And that's why I don't understand that if this is right, or if it's just another person coming up with another conspiracy theory.
It's propaganda.
Yeah.
Either way, on this side, you know, I mean, it's the propaganda on the other side. Of course, you got the ones that are going to, you know, twist every story to take away our rights, and then you got the ones that are going to twist that story into, oh my God, these people are trying to take our rights.
Yeah. And see, I don't have access to the actual transcripts and the replays of their things.
I don't follow.
But here in print,
enough to know.
On the internet, from a reputable website, it's saying that the transcripts from the dispatches have quotes of two shadows running past the gym. We got them.
Ah.
They're coming at me. We have them proned out, which presumably means they've apprehended them and they're laid out on the ground, you know, sprawled out.
I don't doubt that there could be multiple.
Be aware
shooters.
That we have a second shooter. But then what the media always says is it's a single shooter. We need to ban guns because innocent people are being killed.
Well, it's
the last regime that I ever heard of where the cops and the government are the only people who are allowed to have guns was the Nazis. Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Shit. And
well,
the Second Amendment is not going to go away. I don't care.
Oh, no.
No, it won't go away.
No, there'll be some big issues on that.
No, it never will.
Because all the people who have guns will shoot people.
But it's always going to be an argument that's going to forever go on until the end of time.
Yeah. People kill people. Guns don't kill. Put a loaded gun in a corner and sit and watch it. It won't kill nobody.
I like
that. The person pick it up, and oh, lo and behold, it kills somebody.
I like them comparing it to spoons don't make you fat. You know, a spoon can sit there, but you can make yourself fat with a spoon.
But, I mean, there's something said. If a tragedy goes down and there's more than one shooter, I guess there is some reason to say it's only one. Let's say you only caught one of the guys. I mean, you kind of want to keep the peace amongst the crowd, right?
Right.
You know, you don't want people going out there under vigilante justice going out, because then you're going to have assumptions ruling your land, and, you know, it's just going to end up with more bloodshed.
Yeah, and there was another shooting just 2 days after that one in Connecticut, in San Antonio, at a
shopping mall parking lot.
In a movie theater. They chased some people over, and one of the patrons had a gun and apprehended the guy. Now, that didn't make the papers because somebody got shot, nobody got killed, but they didn't glorify it because someone who had a gun on them saved the day.
Yeah.
And that's making it sound like, oh, maybe we should be able to carry concealed weapons if we have a permit. Or even in most states, yeah, you can carry one on your person if you're not in a school or, you know.
Yeah. Well, somewhere. All media is biased, no matter what they say, right? Cause
I believe so.
Because unless it's written by a robot. You know, because all humans have an interest, I mean, in what they're writing about. If you don't, then what am I reading it for?
Because you are a robot?
Well, yeah.
That's what they want us to be. They want us to be robots.
Robots.
I am a robot. I am talking like a robot. We are robots, and we are the TagCast podcast. We should probably wrap this thing up. We went over time, but we don't care. Our guest on Wednesday wanted us just to do a strict 60 minutes, so we obliged him, and so we went a little extra today, because like I said, we were on vacation for a little bit, and I miss it when I'm not podcasting every week, so we're glad you guys listened. Well, actually, like we mentioned before, we're up to 70 countries now, so if you have any friends out in New Guinea or the Netherlands, please pass on the word of the TagCast podcast. We're trying to dominate the whole globe.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to be.
Don't forget to give in the dog a loan.
That's right.
Dogs need some money.
Dogs need money too.
Yep.
And if you'd like to be a guest on the show and you have something interesting to talk about, hit us up. Contact at tagcastpodcast.com. Also, be sure to listen to our other production. It's called the Zappa TagCast. Comes out about once every couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
I think we release an episode after it hits 100 downloads, and then we release the next one. So,
I go into the site, and then I click on a few things, and then I go to statistics, and then I go and I scroll down, and then I look at it, and then I shove it up your butt!
I used that the other day when everyone was being serious in the house, and they were trying to explain, and Brandon was saying to his mom, and then you got to do it. You put it on this, and then I think they were talking about cooking a pizza.
Uh-huh.
He's like, and then he paused, and I was like, you shove it up your butt. And I
was like, he got mad. Face,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, he did, because he was trying to think of something and being serious, and he was trying to put his point across. And all of a sudden, I was telling him, shove it up your butt. And I was like, The Office, remember Stanley? He's like, yeah, I know. That's funny. But fucking real funny.
Classic, it was so un-Stanley. Because
then you shove it up your butt. All right, well, hell's yeah. Thanks for being on the show, Flames.
Yeah,
second appearance in season 3. He's now a TagCast regular.
I know. You want to touch my turd?
I do.
Thank you.
It's such a lowly turd.
Isn't it soft?
It almost looks
fresh.
How
does it do that every time?
I don't know.
It's the loudest intro ever. Sorry, you guys, for blasting your drums out.
You probably won't even notice that once you level it.
Yeah, I shouldn't even have said anything. Hey, you guys have a happy Friday.
Hey, thanks, I will.
Go out and do something for the weekend. Stick around after the episode. You'll hear the plugs, which tells you what things you should stick up your butt. Wait, no, that's on our other show. These plugs are actually advertisements for upcoming events that you might want to attend, like comedy shows and rock shows.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, you guys. Come back on Monday. We'll be here.
And
peace out.
And rock on.
Yeah. Metal up your butt.
You said but.
The middle of your asses. That was the coat rub.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
What happens if you try to fart when you have a butt plug in? Hey, Taggets, looking for something fun to do in the next couple weeks? I'm sure you are. You don't want to be a stick in the mud, right? This Friday, January 11th, we got the Pantsless Comedy Show with your host, Mike McGowan. That's at the Cornucopia in Eugene. Headliner this month is Shane Torres from Portland. We also got Scoot Herring, who has his own podcast. You should check that out. And Mac Chase will be opening the show. It starts at 9:30. It's a free show, and it's 21 and over, once again, at Cornucopia in Eugene. Also that night, if you're in the Albany area, you should go down to the Kalapuya Brewing Company. They got the John Cage fight going on with Dave Trinkle and J.D. Monroe. It's an all-improv set of electronic live dub metal glitch. Whatever that is. Starts at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over. It's a free show, too.
You said it was a fight.
It's called the John Cage Fight. That's the name of their project.
Oh.
It's a two-piece, all-improv thing that they've been doing. They've done it, I think this is their third show or something like that.
Saturday, January 12th, the McDonald Theater. It's Hell's Bells and Zeparella, two all-girl tribute bands, one to AC/DC, one to Led Zeppelin. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's an all-ages show as well. Advance tickets are only $18 and $22 at the door. Also, if you're up in the Portland, Southern Washington area on that night, you should go to the Old Liberty Theater in Ridgefield, Washington. We've got the Honest Comedy Show that happens every month there with your host, Tim Armstrong. We got headliner Don Frost with Tim Hammer and Brian Blank, also featuring for him. Starts at 7:30, $8 in advance, $10 at the door. And in Eugene, if you don't want to go to either of those shows, there's a great metal show going on at John Henry's. It's Fallujah, which is a touring metal band. They got locals Only Nightmares, Gene Gray, and Pantheon opening the show. Sunday, January 13th at the Ash Street Saloon, it's the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase with your host, Patrick Perkins, also featuring a headliner, Don Frost, with Jesse Priest, Josh Lay, Scott Von Wall, Dan Weber, and Joe Hieronymus. $5 at the door, 21 and over, 9 o'clock. Friday, January 18th at the Wow Hall, it's the Arkham CD release show. If you're not familiar with Arkham, they're a Eugene-based band that's kind of a blackish death metal. They'll be playing with Lord, Facing Extinction, and Dimensionless. You can get your ticket information online for that. The 19th, that's a Saturday of January, McDonald Theater, we got Slightly Stupid. That will sell out, so you should get your tickets if you want to see that. Not too far away, so better check your tickets out soon. Friday, January 25th, at John Henry's, it's Ninth Moon Black, Cold Blue Mountain, and Anti-Kythera. Hope I pronounced that right. I hate names that I can't pronounce, but I'd go just to see Ninth Moon Black. It's at 9 o'clock on the 25th of January, 21 and over, $5 door. Here's a show I'm looking forward to, DRI, February 1st at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. I heard a rumor that Wehrmacht might also be on that bill at some point. If that's not your cup of tea, the same night at the Ash Street Saloon, February 1st, it's a Witch Mountain LP release show. Their vinyl is out on purple marbled vinyl. They will be having those for sale there. Also playing that night is Diesto, Solid Giant, and Red Shield. Both those last two bands are from New Orleans, so come and show some support for them. $8 at the door, 21 and over, 8:30 showtime. Saturday, February 2nd at Bronx, it's Yob with Rolling Through the Universe, which is, they're having a CD release show as well. Usnia is opening the show. Tickets for that are on sale now. Also, the 2nd of February at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, it's Lewis Black. You'll want to go check that out. A very, very disgruntled, funny old dude. Also at the Arlene Schnitzer, the 6th of February, it's a Wednesday night. We got Soundgarden. You've been waiting for the return of those guys. You should go check it out. Go out and do something fun. Don't just sit around and be a
stick in the mud.
And listen to the TagCast podcast and the Zappa TagCast. Thanks, you guys. Peace out, knockers.
TagCastPodcast.com.